With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden has for the first time publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a months-long congressional holdup in American military assistance that enabled Russia to make battlefield gains. Mr. Biden and Zelensky met today in France. Also on SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump says he has what it takes to fix the American economy.
I predict, and I will tell you, I'm going to get energy costs down to much less than 50% of what they are now all throughout our country. And that's going to have an unbelievable. And once that happens, interest rates are going to follow. Interest rates will naturally follow. It's not as complicated as people think. And I did it. We had no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country.
Mr. Trump spoke at a town hall event yesterday in Phoenix. 272,000 jobs were added in May.
Last month's robust job gains suggest that the economy should keep expanding at a steady pace. A healthy job market typically propels consumer spending, the economy's principal fuel. Some recent signs of economic weakness have raised concerns that growth was faltering. May's job report could help assuage those worries. President Joe Biden is likely to point to Friday's jobs report as a sign of the economy's robust health under his administration. The presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump, has focused his criticism of Biden's economic policies on the surge in inflation, which polls show still weighs heavily in voters' assessment of the economy.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. The fifth day of Hunter Biden's gun trial in Delaware began today, with prosecutors calling an FBI forensic chemist examiner to the witness stand. Hunter Biden is charged with falsely denying he was a drug user or addict when he bought a gun at a Wilmington gun store in October of 2018. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 166 points. This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have some decisions to make.
Messengers to this month's SBC convention in Indianapolis will vote on several resolutions, including one that would firmly state the denomination's support for Israel and its ongoing war with Hamas. Another resolution affirms parents as the primary stewards of their children's lives, teachers, doctors, or the state. SBC messengers will also vote on a resolution to denounce so-called Christian nationalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Washington state parental rights law will be allowed to take effect after a court commissioner declined to issue an emergency order temporarily blocking it. King County Superior Court Commissioner Mark Hillman says homosexual groups who are challenging the law did not show that it would create the kind of imminent harm necessary to warrant blocking it. The measure requires schools to notify parents if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. The head of the U.S. Secret Service says security plans for the Republican National Convention are still being determined as protesters blasted restrictions they claim would violate free speech with just weeks until the event. Kimberly Cheadle says they've been working on security for over a year.
The Milwaukee Fire Department, the FBI, FEMA, and many other key stakeholders have been meeting to discuss all aspects of public safety and security for the convention. The RNC will be here in just over a month and will unveil the final security plan for the perimeter in approximately 2 weeks.
Roughly 30,000 visitors are expected in Milwaukee next month when former President Donald Trump is slated to become the Republican Party's official presidential nominee. South Africa opposition parties are meeting and will continue talks into next week to consider the ruling African National Congress's offer to become part of a government. More details at SRNnews.com.